everybody. Welcome into the Prospectors Development Association of Canada PDAC 2024. This is a special report of Mining Stock Daily in partnership with Verify. We were very privileged to be a part of a product launch with the Verify platform regarding artificial intelligence, and you can learn a lot more about their artificial intelligence platform at verify.ai. And part of the launch was also focused on a number of the beta tests that they partnered with, and one of those companies they did do work in this beta process was Kodiak Copper. I'm happy to welcome in and sit down with CEO Claudia Tornquist of Kodiak. Claudia, welcome.
It's great to be here. Yeah. Thanks for having me.
This was it's funny because I don't think we've had a technology launch at PDAC since I've been coming here. And obviously you've had intricate, firsthand experience with what they're doing at Verify. I wonder if you can lay the groundwork for us to talk about how they approached you about working with this platform, why you're interested in kind of being the guinea pig a little bit in this, and kind of what the outcomes you're seeing since then.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've known Verify for a while. They're a fantastic group and know their presentation software. So we've been in touch with them. And then when they approached us about their new AI offering, we were very excited to try it out. I personally think AI will make a big, big impact on exploration, because exploration is just about masses of data, and using AI to evaluate and dig through that data, there's just a lot of benefit to be gained. And in our specific case, for our MPD porphyry project in British Columbia, we have many, many targets there. It's a very big system. We have now 20 plus targets. Some of them we've drilled already, many not yet. So for us, it's really all about prioritizing and homing in on those targets efficiently and quickly that have the highest probability of having high-grade mineralization, near-surface mineralization, etc. So that's what we think we'll get out of working with Verify and out of that AI system and program. And the first results we have now are very, very encouraging.
Okay. You've been an explorer for a while, and we know that we don't explore the same way we used to even 5-10 years ago. What is your approach and kind of thought as an explorer been with artificial intelligence before this beta test with the Verify platform? Have you thought it is the future of exploration? It could be the future of exploration?
I think AI now is really making an impact in many industries. Many big players in mining are using it in different ways, all the big companies, and the number of different programs and applications around that are really already used in practice now. And as I said, exploration in my mind just lends itself to AI, because you just work with lots and lots of data, lots of different data, and it's all about finding correlations, finding patterns, finding anomalies, and big computer power can just do that much more quickly, much more efficiently than a human mind. Like in our case, for MPD, we got out of this first AI run a whole number of targets. Had our geologists tried to generate those, it would have taken them a much longer time, and it just really accelerates our project process.
So if you're having this conversation with investors, mm-hmm. how does it save you time and resources?
The way it works is we essentially gave Verify all our exploration data, all our soils, geophysics, regional data, drill data. They ran it through the AI software, and out came a map, 3D map of zones of higher and lower probability of mineralization. We were fortunate with MPD, we have a lot of drilling, so we can compare whether those areas actually match the areas we drilled, and there was very impressive correlation. And the targets that came out of this AI work. Also, some of them we knew already. They were targets that we had identified already. And then a whole lot of new ones came out. And our geos are now looking at those, looking at the data, looking why are these targets and what's in the data that makes them targets. And so we are vetting them, verifying them, and prioritizing them. And that's how it helps us. And as I said, I think it will really accelerate our progress and help us homing in on those targets that have the highest probability, have the highest probability of higher grades, of near surface mineralization, much more quickly.
Yeah. Steve DeJong highlighted your project in his presentation, and we got to visually see what those prospective targets look like at MPD. I did notice this, like, it actually, you could visualize the perspective of what porphyry clusters might look like up there on the project. And so we see these, like, the highlights of what potentially could be. And so I guess my follow-up is, Claudia, how quickly or when do you take that and go drill it to test the accuracy, not only of the of AI and the verified platform, but also, you know, take a little bit of risk with the drill program and try to find new mineralization on the project? How soon do you do that?
Well, right away. We are in the midst of planning for our 2024 drill program, and all this work will feed right into it and will influence the prioritization of targets and which targets we pick for this year.
Yeah, okay. Where else do you see opportunity here with this? And not just on MPD. You know, how does it maybe, can you use it to maybe find different projects? You know, maybe add to the portfolio? We've seen this just the beta test, but what is, you know, the opportunity from you as a user that you see might be able to put it into bigger practice? I know that's a big question, maybe I'm talking about it, but.
I'm sure that's also a potential way of using this AI software. For us, really, it's about prioritizing and on exploring MPD better at this stage. But I'm with you. I believe there's a lot of other applications and additional applications for AI in exploration and mining in general.
Yeah. You think this is the wave of the future? You think if you're an explorer and not using artificial intelligence, you're going to be left out?
I think in 10 years' time, many, many explorers will be using AI, and it'll be very, very common practice. That would be my feeling.
What do you think impacts could potentially be on the brains and the manpower, you know, of those exploration camps? Do you think we won't need as many people out in the field if we have this data being filled in? Because that is a concern. I mean, obviously it would be a concern for a lot of people.
I don't think that's how it panned out. It's really supercharging the geologist's ability to do their work, to evaluate data, to find drill targets, etc. And you'll just really accelerate the progress of exploration. Yeah. You'll be able to find the right targets quicker, drill them, and the same amount of people will be able to achieve much more, just like it happened with when computers became became popular. Everybody was worried about jobs getting lost, but the jobs are still there. People are just much more efficient, and it's a similar game changer with AI, and it'll just really superpower people's abilities of doing their jobs.
Was there an aha moment for you in this process where you're like, oh my God, it actually worked?
That was when we saw the output of the first AI run, and it showed the areas that we know already are mineralized, and it confirmed the targets we have. And that was quite amazing.
So you had an idea that target was there?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, we have, of course, already some target areas, right. and we have areas where we have drilled. So that those were picked up by the system, that was a big aha, and that gives you, of course, a lot of confidence that those targets that were identified by the system outside of our known targets and known mineralization already, that those targets are ones that merit looking at.
Okay.
So what's the next step here? What do you do following up? I mean, other than drilling these targets, but how are you going to continue to implement Verify's AI product into your workflow?
Well, it's very much a living model, i.e. any new information will inform the software further and refine your prioritization, your targets. It might throw up other targets and further your understanding of your system and where you want to go.
All right. Good to see you. This was fun. This was fun. I'm sure it's like really exciting to be part of an early stage, you know, launch like this and having your company and your hard work. You can see the benefits of how this is really going to help you and the team out, you know, moving forward. So it's going to be fun to watch. I hope we can stay in touch and we can see this all come into fruition.
Yes, we're certainly very excited.
Yeah, and, absolutely. Yeah, all right, everybody. That's Claudia Tornquist from Kodiak Copper. And there's going to be more here from the Verify artificial intelligence product launch. So stay tuned. More to come. The information presented should not be considered investment advice. Mining Stock Daily and its affiliates are not responsible for any loss arising from any investment decision in connection with the material presented herein. Please do your own research or speak with a licensed financial representative before making any investment decisions.